B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a man who attempted to spin his brand new tires lost control and crashed into a Michigan gas station before fleeing the scene.
Whoops.
Video shows William Edmonds accelerating in the parking lot of a BP gas station around 2:30 in the morning before his truck hits the gas pump island and crashes into the convenience store attached to the station. He told police he wanted to spin his wheels around 180 degrees.
Oh, well, he did it.
He did it. Glass, plastic.
And he got to go shopping, too.
Plastic shelving, wine bottles, and countless food items littered the ground of the station following his out-of-control test drive. The dazed man,
that was awesome,
whose truck stopped in the middle of the store, can then be seen attempting to detach his license plate and falling down on the debris-littered floor as he rips it from the truck. He then pulls up his sagging pants and walks out of the store past the skid marks of his pickup truck and then left an outline on the floor.
Top that.
No one was injured inside or outside the store. Broken bottles of liquor seeped into a floor outlet, creating smoke under the pickup truck. An employee recognized Edmonds as a regular customer in the store. Told officers before the crash that the suspect bought a beer and opened it before entering the vehicle.
Hey, buddy.
A canine unit attempted to trace him down because he just walked away.
Yeah, yeah. My work is done here.
They lost his scent. Investigators continued to check on his... Residence, what?
The bed just went away.
Yeah, that's weird.
And now it's playing. I'll get you some different music there. Person.
Right. Investigators continued to check on his residence, and they arrested him when he returned home on Friday, roughly 13 hours after the crash. After his arrest, he told officers he had just gotten new tires and he wanted to speed around the pumps when he lost control of his pickup truck.
When you want to push your vehicle to the max, don't you want to do it around gas pumps?
And he told him that he had been drinking beer, but he didn't mean to hit the building or injure anyone.
Oh, okay.
He added that he ripped off his license plate after getting scared following the crash. So he was charged with reckless driving and leaving the scene of an accident.
Yeah, because if the vehicle doesn't have the license plate, there's no way they can know who he is.
Right, exactly.
So he was purposely trying to, like, peel out or something like that?
He was trying to, like, drift around. You know,
around gas pumps.
Spin around, yeah. Around gas
pumps. It seems safe.
Yeah. Okay.
A flight attendant for Southwest Airlines says in a shocking new lawsuit that she caught two pilots streaming hidden camera footage into the cockpit live from the airplane's bathroom. Renee Steniker alleges that in the lawsuit that she discovered the sick surveillance during a 2017 flight from Pittsburgh to Phoenix. At some point during the flight, the pilot, Captain Terry Graham, asked to her to come to the cockpit so he could go to the bathroom. There's nothing unusual.
There's a chick in the bathroom rocking a major dookie. We are watching it up here in the cockpit, turning us on big time. This is what we're into. This is our kink. Thanks for flying, Delta.
There was nothing unusual about the request, as it's Southwest Airlines policy that two crew members be in the cockpit at all times. What was unusual was that what Steniker says she saw when she got into the cockpit. She noticed an iPad on the windshield showing a live stream video on it of Graham in the bathroom. The captain's co-pilot, Ryan Russell, panicked when she realized she noticed a device. Russell claimed that it was part of a new security measure featured on all Southwest flights.
Well, good.
To the fat guy who just went to the bathroom, dude, you have a super hairy ass.
The flight attendant wasn't fooled. Steniker snapped a photo of the iPad and later alerted her superiors when the plane landed. So they are investigating that. How about that?
What new security measure, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's wild that one person would do it, but that two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to find a like-minded co-pilot.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
An Arkansas hunter was killed by a deer he shot when he got out of his stand to go check on it. And that's not...
Oh, no, not again.
And that's not the first time this has happened. Thomas Alexander, 66 years old, shot the animal with a muzzle loader near Yellville, Arkansas. Tuesday evening, got out of his deer stand to check on it. Keith Stevens of the Game and Fish Commission said evidently it got up and attacked him, and he was gored several times. Ooh. Alexander was able to contact his wife, who then called emergency services. Emergency personnel requested an air evacuation, but the hunter stopped breathing. Had to be taken to an area hospital, and he was pronounced dead. It's unclear whether the man died of the injury sustained during the attack or from another medical condition, but no autopsy is expected to be performed.
Did the deer lure him out by playing dead?
Maybe.
Gotcha, you prick.
Wildlife officers have not yet found the deer that injured Alexander, so it lived and took off. But Stephen
it's probably
said,
living under an assumed identity.
It entered the deer relocation program. Yeah.
I'm an insurance salesman.
Let's see. They're going to search the woods with dogs throughout the day to try and find it. The accident is not an isolated incident. In 2016, another hunter was gored by a buck in southern Arkansas.
The deer fighting back.
Wildlife officials recommend hunters wait at least 30 minutes before approaching an animal.
Did you guys see the video? I saw it over the weekend. It was, I think, an antelope, and it looked like it was playing possum, and there were a hyena and a cheetah sort of fighting over this. It looked dead. The hyena eventually wins the battle between the hyena and the cheetah and then goes back to the antelope. Antelope gets up, takes off.
Wow.
No, it fooled both of the predators.
Love that.
Yeah. I didn't see that, but I did see an elk having butt sex with Steve-O yesterday.
We did see that.
In his Twitter post.
It was crazy.
Maybe wildlife. It was Instagram. Yeah. Yeah. It was hilarious. Okay, so in England, this is wild, a man who was stuck upside down at the top of a 290-foot former mill chimney for about 15 hours, died.
Yeah.
Emergency services were called to Dixon's Chimney in Carlisle, but an attempt to rescue him with a helicopter was abandoned. A specialist cherry picker from Scotland was drafted in to help the man, and he was brought down, but police confirmed he was pronounced dead at the scene. A spokesman said that they knew his identity. They were assisting his family.
Do we know how he was just climbing up there? Because it looked like he climbed up there.
I don't know.
Fell. His foot got wedged because he was completely upside down.
Yeah.
And I guess after that amount of time upside down,
it can kill you.
It can kill you.
The blood pulls in your brain.
And his own body weight was prohibiting him from pulling himself back up.
Yeah. While the man had responded to rescuers earlier, there had been no contact for some hours before a specialist team used the cherry picker to reach him. The rescue effort was described as highly complex and included the use of drones to assess the scene. Attempts to use the helicopter had not been possible due to the precarious position the man was in and the potential for backdraft to worsen the situation. An investigation is underway. That's pretty
wild. That's effed up.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Utah woman is facing two criminal charges after she reportedly claimed that her husband shot and killed her.
Okay. There seems to be a hole in that story.
There does, doesn't there?
What do you mean?
Rebecca Nielsen of Bluffdale, Utah, is charged with one count of criminal mischief and emergency reporting abuse, which is a third-degree felony. A woman who knows Nielsen and her husband received a text message, actually a few of them, from Nielsen's husband's phone saying that he had shot and killed his wife and didn't know what to do. The woman asked if he was serious and received more texts from the man's phone confirming it wasn't a joke. Now, the text also said Nielsen wasn't breathing and was dead. So this is the wife sending this on the husband's phone to this woman. Court documents state the woman then called 911 and reported the killing. Multiple agencies responded to the couple's residence. Several announcements were made while they were there asking for the man to exit the residence. And eventually, she, Nielsen, much to the officer's surprise, came out of the house. They thought she was dead.
How dare you kill me?
A few minutes later, her husband exited a motorhome that was parked on the property.
Okay. Oh, this is wonderful.
Court documents state the man seemed confused as to why the officers were there. The man told police that he had been talking to his friend on the phone when Nielsen started yelling at him. She allegedly took his phone away and then broke his laptop computer screen. After the argument, the man went to sleep in the RV. He's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to go.
Going to the RV.
Going to the RV.
Parked out there in the driveway.
During an interview with police, Nielsen admitted to sending the text messages to the woman from her husband's phone. She claimed that he was cheating on her, and she wanted to know if the woman would be an accomplice in covering up a crime.
Huh.
Wow.
Didn't work out quite that way.
They've been married for about 10 months, so...
They're off to a good start.
They're off to a good start.
I think so.
We'll see. She's been charged with a couple of counts. That's pretty
Everyone has their first faked murder.
Sure. They got to get past
that. Yeah, and then it's on to Valhalla.
Alaska's ravens and crows are shiny black pranksters that eviscerate garbage bags, pluck keys from snow machines, and swagger through parking lots like feathered mobsters. But sometimes all that natural intelligence and curiosity can take a criminal turn. This is an interesting story. Rock-dropping blackbirds are accused of smashing out glass in half a dozen vehicles parked at Soldanta's Central Peninsula Hospital last week. Keith Randall, the hospital security manager, heard about the spate of broken windshields, rear windows, and sunroofs and figured that he was dealing with a vandalism problem. But he quickly realized what it was, but it was humans. It was not humans, I'm sorry, doing the damage. The evidence pointed to blackbirds, observed over a period of time, picking up rocks and dropping them into the parking lot. He said, multiple people have said, oh, yeah, I've seen them do that before. Nurse Kathy McDaniel was killing time in her pickup, eating McDonald's French fries, texting her husband when she heard a giant boom like somebody had shot the roof. She climbed out onto the step of her Silverado and peered up, and she saw a rock. She saw that her shattered sunroof was there as well. So she threw the rock on the ground, and at that moment, a blackbird flew down, picked it up, and took off with it.
Do they know what the purpose of that is in nature? It can't simply be pulling a prank.
Listen to this. The raven was sitting on top of a light pole. She said, I'm like, well, you dirty dog.
You dirty dog.
The hospital posted a Facebook story about the rock-wielding birds, and several commenters shared stories of their own encounters with ravens. One said that they had heard about raven funerals. He picked up a road-killed bird to see what would happen. He left the carcass in the back of his pickup, and when he came back out, about 50 ravens surrounded the house, and he said they were all staring at me, but making very little noise. He said, I never screwed with them again. Someone else watched the birds drop a jar of peanut butter on a pickup truck, and then they started going crazy on it. Apparently spread the light brown goo all over the front of the truck.
Wow, this is right out of Hitchcock.
Yeah, the bird then targeted McDaniel's pickup. The bird that had targeted McDaniel's pickup did about $1,000 in damage. So I never heard of that.
Usually
before.
That's associated with some sort of natural behavior.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like they're just being dicks.
I just heard that that ravens are really intelligent creatures.
Yes.
Yeah.
They invented the internet.
And then one last story. 900 Mercedes-Benz cars have been turned away at the Australian border after dozens of rare and exotic snails were found hiding inside their shipments. More than 30 heath snails, which have never before been detected in Australia, were found by the Department of Agriculture in shipments of the luxury German car. Australian biosecurity officers have taken the emergency measures of sending all 900 effective cars back to Europe.
Wow.
The exotic gastropods are a pest that will eat wheat, barley, and fruit trees and carry a range of parasites and fungal diseases.
Just what they need in Australia.
In excess of 30 snails have been found to date, the department said. Heath snails have also been shown to transmit spores of Alternaria, Fusarium, and spores of rust have been found in its feces. They crap rust.
How about that?
The species may also be infected by larvae that affect sheep and goats. All kinds of Mercedes-Benz, from cars to vans, are believed to be affected, and the snail infestation could delay the orders of Australian customers. So they've had.
They have to watch for stuff like that. Yeah. It was the lantern fly came in.
Yeah.
Vis-a-vis some shipment, right?
Yep. Exactly. They can be invasive species and change the whole ecosystem.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.